Good evening, good evening. It is your girl, Dr. Shepherd, coming to you with another note from the principal's desk. Come on in the room, guys. Let's spend a few moments connecting this evening. I tell you, when you are in back to school season, woo! I'm sending so much love and shine to all of my brothers and sisters in education who have already started back with scholars, sending some extra love and shine for those who will soon be back with our scholars this year. And I am speaking and wishing an amazing school year over every single person who supports in the school systems in any way possible, in whatever capacity. It is definitely a teamwork job. It is a service job. And so I am sending so much love and multiple prayers, keeping the prayers up for an amazing school year. Okay. So this evening, I just wanted to talk to you guys real quickly about the hiring processes when it comes to working in the school system. And what sparked me to have this conversation tonight is around some conversation that actually started behind the man who was a former teacher, and he unalived a couple, right? And the question became, how in the world was he able to work in several different school districts? This also happened with a former educator who was having an inappropriate relationship with multiple children at different schools. And the question came, how in the world was this person able to just go from school to school to school? Like, what are the processes when you are being hired in education, right? Don't these people check, right? Those and there were a lot of questions, and there was a lot of outrage. And I was just like, okay, well, I wanna address it, right? There is a very lengthy process in order to become an educator, just contingent on what city, what state you live in. The thing is, after COVID, right, a lot of schools needed people, right? That's just like they needed people. And so you had a lot of people who would apply, and you know, they go through the whole background check, they go through the different interview processes and steps and levels. And good evening for those of you that are joining. And it was okay, you're hired. But here's the thing. As a principal, I say, you know what, this person is not a good fit at my school, and they need, you know, they no longer need to work with us, right? That person could choose to sometimes. It is very rare that a person is caught off guard on them if they're going to be terminated or not. You kind of know you are leading up to that just based on conversations that people are having with you, based on any write-ups that you may have received, contingent upon how big or small the school is. It's very rare that you are caught off guard. But once a principal makes the decision that they want to move on from someone, right, they let, you know, they follow the processes set by HR, by the district, and then they move on. Well, the thing with that is, if a person interviews, or let's say applies and interviews somewhere else, and that school district or area is in desperate need for an educator, which a lot of schools are, like, let's just be real, if they are in desperate need for an educator, a lot of times they do not call to check the references from the previous job. Even if the person, you may have people who don't list it, right? But there have been a lot of cases where people have listed their former job because they want to, you will have to explain any gaps that you have, especially in education. They want to know, you know, what were you doing between this time period and this time period. But the reality of it is, guys, is people still will go forth and hire someone without ever speaking to the previous supervisor to find out if this is a safe hire, if this is a good hire. People think that, you know, it is a role model job when you were in education. It is a, you know, highly thought of job, and you would expect people to do the right thing. But it is, I'm telling you, after COVID, schools became very desperate for staff that they kind of, you know, if they seem like a good fit, you know, that whole grace, you know, that whole, I'm just not going to hold anything against anybody, you know, that whole thing becomes a real reality. And before you know it, you have accepted someone into your school who could possibly have caused harm, caused danger. And so when people are like, how do these people just keep being able to make it and teach in 4, 5, 6, and 7 different schools and like no red flags? That is how. A lot of people are not calling, a lot of administrators, a lot of HR personnel, different ones aren't calling to do a check, to say, hey, I'm just calling, I have such and such that apply for this job. Can you just give me, you know, there's some certain questions that you can't, you know, that they ask. And, you know, there's certain ones. The biggest one for me, though, is if, would you hire this person again? If that person's like, no, you know, then there are ways that you are able to probe. But the reality of it is, guys, people are very, very cunning. People are very cunning. People have a way with words. Especially narcissists, especially predators, you know, they have a way with words, and they build this beautiful, you know, resume. Now you have the help of AI that can even enhance your resume even the more, and you come in and you do the job and you show up and you get involved in everything and you put on this face and you know, then, because trust, stuff don't last for too long. Right. But the moments you start losing yourself a little bit and a little bit more of your personality and stuff are coming out and people are starting to questioning, then you're like, oh, you know what? I think they're about to be on to me. Let me go ahead and move. If a person chooses, you also have a lot of people who just quit the jobs. They're not fired. They just quit the jobs and they quit right when or right after they've done something or right when they've, you know, set a situation up to how they want it, then they end up quitting. And so that happens also. And yet again, even if an employer does call and say, hey, what can you tell me about this person? That employer only can speak to what, you know, their experience was. And then it's like, well, what, you know, do you know why they left? Or, you know, and it was just, they could say anything. Oh, they were biased to me at that job. Or, you know, I didn't like the hours or I was being asked. There's no telling what people say, but people who choose to harm others, people who are just not, hey, they make it through. And so this more so today was just to address that because I kept hearing about it and kept hearing it. And I'm just like, man, like they just really think the school system just would like any and everybody in and there's no processes. There are processes. But unfortunately, just like every single system there is, there is a crack. There is a way through. If a district is desperate for teachers, if they're desperate for staff, sometimes you say, hey, look, they have the experience. I'm going to give them another chance. And you don't hold them to that phone call to the supervisor before, who could probably give you a little bit more insight. Let's also be real. There's a lot of people, a lot of people who don't even put their former supervisor's name down. They put a friend's name down. And the company will call and they're speaking to that friend about that person as opposed to the former supervisor. That, you know, and that's like an old trick, but people are still doing that mess. And again, those are ways that people are able to slip through who intentions aren't really good. My advice, my push for all of us in leadership, who are all of us who are hiring people, is just to make sure that we do our due diligence, right? Just make sure that, you know, we always say keep your head on a swivel, you know, pay attention to different things, pay attention to different signs, make sure you're documenting properly, so that you are able to show, like, look, these are some concerns, this is how I handle it, and, you know, just make sure you're good to go. But there are a lot of people who, by the time they know they're getting ready to get in trouble, they go ahead and quit, and that is how they're also able to just keep hopping from school to school to school. That's why, as a parent, that's why I push parents, make sure that you are praying for your children. Make sure you are involved in the school, no matter, you know, what your work schedule is like. There are many ways in which you can get involved. And there are sacrifices that we make as parents, that sometimes you're gonna have to just tell that job you're not gonna be able to make it because it's curriculum night or it's open house and you actually need to lay your eyes on your child's teacher, because a lot of times just you can get a vibe from people just from one small interaction. And so that is the best advice that I can give people, is just make sure you are heavily involved in the school that your child or your children attend, and make sure that you are doing your due diligence, as well as hopefully those that are in a position of power to hire are also doing their due diligence, okay? So, I know, not one of those, like, interesting, oh my goodness, type topics, but it is necessary, because as more and more people, as calling it out as it is, as the enemy begins to ramp up more and more and more and more, right, you begin to see more and more and more things happening, and then people begin the finger pointing of, well, if the school would have done this, or then if the parents would have done this, well, this group would have done this, and the reality of it is, everybody could do a little bit more, right? But people are cunning, and I'm telling you, with the use of AI, it's becoming a lot easier to be cunning, all right? And so we just all have to keep our head on the swivel. We all have to be involved in education. We all have to do our due diligence when it comes to who will be working with our scholars, okay? So that is all that I have for you on tonight. I want to thank you all for coming and spending some time with me, sharing space with me. I hope you have an amazing weekend, and I want you to stay tuned. Tune back in for another note from the principals. That's next Friday at 5:30 p.m. Peace.